This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show, special Black Friday edition. We've got Alex Jones online. Of course, we put out the report that Turkey warned Russia to stop bombing ISIS, otherwise it would have serious consequences. That came out before the downing of this Russian fighter jet. Now Vladimir Putin is out saying U.S. new flight path of plane downed by Turkey. President Vladimir Putin said Russia had given prior information to the United States of the flight path of the plane downed by Turkey on the Syrian border. They're now calling this a planned provocation, Alex.
Well, of course it's planned. Of course. Our government is run by sworn enemies of America, literal sworn enemies of George Washington, of our Second Amendment, of private property, of the incredible renaissance that is America. They are sworn enemies. All people go through your head. The people that run our country have hijacked it. They want to extinguish liberty. Russia is trying to build up a sovereignty. It's slated for destruction. They blew up the main power to Ukraine last week. George Soros, a raving psychopath demon who's always trying to destroy the dollar, is running around thumbing at the mouth. And they knew where those planes were. They set them up. They were ready. I mean, it took a minute for those missiles to get to them, but they admit they were only in airspace 9 seconds. This is total horse manure. And the truth is, Turkey has been bombarding for 4 years with heavy artillery. The Turkish, the Syrian military fighting back against the al-Qaeda, al-Nusra garbage bin. So all of this is going on, and now Turkey has said, we're going to fly into your country whenever we want, and if you shoot us down, we're going to war with Russia. And this is how this scum operates. This is what they're up to. This is what they do. This is who runs our country. And just God help us. God help us that we're run by such psychopathic scum as run this new world order, who are hell-bent destroying the whole planet if we don't stop them. And that's why the globalists are coming after us. They're demonizing us. They're attacking us in the news because we're effective and we're telling the truth. And that's why it's imperative when you sign off on Facebook or your email or on YouTube or on Twitter or on any other platform, on comment boards, Infowars.com, 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 free speech. Because they're coming after our free speech. They're coming after the liberty movement. They're coming after those of us that stand up for truth. They are demonizing us. They're calling for us to be shut down. They've got infiltrators, stalkers, operators all over us because we're effective, but your prayers are sustaining us. And it's so important that you not take independent true media. There's not much of it out there, like Drudge Report and InfoWars, that you don't take these organizations for granted, and that on days like Black Friday, you take that day back, it's been a fraud, with free shipping and some of the biggest discounts, $9.95, 2-ounce bottle of 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, $19.95 normally, and that's even a deal. The leading competitor, private labels, the exact same stuff, $24.95. We have it $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com, and the $2 we make on that, that's what it costs us, because colloidal silver is helping get cheaper, high quality. It funds our operation. The books, the videos, the Super Male Vitality, huge discounts today, the Brain Force, the DNA Force, all of it, the huge discounts on Storable Foods, the huge discounts and 20% off on Alexa Pure Pro, unprecedented specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and we just need the funding to have the reporters, the investigative journalists, and to go against this enemy as hardcore as we can. Paul Joseph Watson, God bless you and the whole crew, and Rob Duke, throwing it back to you.
Okay, thanks, Alex. We've got 30 seconds left in the segment. We're going to go to your calls, continuing to talk about this geopolitical meltdown that's happened in the aftermath of the Russian jet shootdown. We're going to talk more about the oil. Who's in control of selling that oil in Turkey? Now a deluge of information has come out suggesting that it's the son of the Turkish president We're going to get into that after the break and take your calls at 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be going to your calls here in this segment. Breaking news up on the Drudge Report. Black Friday protest, the police shooting shuts down main Chicago shopping street. They're out during Black Friday, the Black Lives Matter protesters demonstrating against the shooting of Laquan McDonald. Of course, unlike Michael Brown and some of these other shootings, which were, the evidence suggests, justified. If you watch the video of the Laquan McDonald shooting, which has caused outrage over the past few days, he was basically gunned down 16 bullets, gunned down like a dog, and from the video footage posed no threat to the officers. So this is one of these cases like Eric Garner where you can understand the outrage. But of course the solution to that, given the fact that the cop responsible has been charged with first degree murder, is not to go out and loot and burn down your own communities. As the mainstream media would support Black Lives Matter in doing so, we had the Time magazine article back during the Ferguson protests in defense of rioting. And of course, then we had the Baltimore riots, these people going out, burning down their own communities, only causing damage to other black-owned businesses, which of course is not the right way to respond
even though, in my belief in this case, the Laquan McDonald shooting, that outrage is justified because it was a clear example of police brutality. But we've got huge changes at the InfoWars store right now. Rob Dew's here to explain them. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, if you go to our new store, people watching online at InfoWars.com/show, you could pull up the – here you go. Click here to access the mega savings. If you want to see what we have in store for you today on the Black Friday, our holiday mega deals, and these will be going through the weekend as well. So if you can't make it in today, you got the rest of the weekend. You can see the Silver Bullet, $19.95, 30% off Secret 12. We got some great stocking stuffers, an LED flashlight, camo mug, pocket knife, InfoWars pocket knife. I have got one for my son. He likes to, you know, whittle, among other things. I'm trying to get him not to stab the ground as much. Then we got Father Republic, 99 cents. Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, Endgame, some Molon Labe koozies, only $3.95. And then here's the film that really woke me up. I mean, I was already awake to what was going on, but this really woke me up to government-sponsored terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. He's got some amazing footage from the Oklahoma City bombing in addition to the information covered on 9/11. Also have some InfoWars Life Selects, so great deals on the four-week supply, the three-month supply. Survival Shields, 30% off. Super Male, Super Female, 25% off. DNA Force, 33% off. And Paul, as we were going to break, you were talking about how the nepotism involved in Turkey. That, you know, apparently the prime minister's son, it's his oil company that's benefiting from all this cheap oil being produced by ISIS. And they seem to be buying it left and right and funding this ongoing terror operation.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got headlines today about that. And again, this is not just the Syrians saying this. It's not just RT. It's not the Kremlin saying this. Zero Hedge did a big report on this the other day, which I tweeted out, which I encourage people to check out. Basically, there's a headline out of Sputnik today, though. Erdogan downed Su-24, that's the Russian fighter jet, to revenge son's disrupted oil business. Turkey shot down Russia's bomber as revenge for the destruction of oil smuggling business that belongs to Recep Erdogan's son, a Syrian minister stated. And again, it's not just the Syrians saying this. People have dug in, they've done the research. The son of the Turkish president owns these oil companies, these big tankers that ship the oil out. He's sending it to Japan. Obviously, he's buying it at half the price of the normal market rate, because this is black market. This is ISIS. They've stolen the oil from Syria and Iraq. They're selling it to Turkey at half the normal rate, and of course buying weapons to carry out the kind of massacres that we saw in Paris. This is all happening with the full guarantee and approval of the Turkish government. This is another article out of Spicer.com. Look who's helping ISIS trade oil illegally. The main source of income for ISIS is illegal sale of oil. This financed war and terror in Syria and Iraq and terrorism abroad like in Beirut and Paris. To achieve this sale, they must have help, and it's fairly obvious that Turkey is the main guarantor of this. And so basically it's come out that this, the son of the Turkish president, in pursuit of this neo-Ottoman empire, which the Turkish president is now trying to build again by allying with ISIS, he's in control of these shipping companies, these maritime companies. He's made agreements with companies in Europe, in Asia. He's shipping it to Japan. He's taking the stolen, looted ISIS oil, putting it on these ships and sending it off to Asia. He's making a profit. ISIS is making a profit. And, of course, they're using the money to buy bombs and ammunition to kill European citizens. This is just another example of Turkey being allied with ISIS. And again, it's not just Bashar al-Assad saying that. It's not just Vladimir Putin saying that. We had Wesley Clark, the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, come out on CNN a couple of days ago and say that Turkey is allied with ISIS. We had the report from Nafiz Ahmed, the large cache of intelligence documents that were recovered from an ISIS safe house raid in Turkey that found, quote, direct dealings between Turkish officials and ranking ISIS members. We also had the quote out of Newsweek. A former ISIS communications technician said that part of his job was to, quote, connect ISIS field captains and commanders from Syria with people in Turkey on innumerable occasions. ISIS commanders told us to fear nothing because there was full cooperation with the Turks. So reams and reams of evidence about how Turkey is allied with ISIS. And of course, the rebel jihadists, the so-called moderate rebels that aren't moderate, they're also defecting to ISIS. They're giving their weapons to ISIS. Turkey supports them as well, because Turkey, like the United States, like NATO, is more concerned about destabilizing and toppling the government of Bashar al-Assad than it is about getting rid of ISIS. We had the Defense Intelligence Agency documents where the Pentagon foresaw the rise of a Salafist principality. They knew their actions in Syria, destabilizing the government, arming these jihadist groups, would lead to the rise of ISIS. And of course, ISIS is now fighting against Bashar al-Assad. So all along, and in their own documents, it's been in their interest to keep ISIS in the field, to not destroy ISIS, which is why Obama waited 15 months before bombing ISIS oil fields and ISIS oil tankers, whereas the Russians did it almost immediately. And in fact, there's another article on that today out of Gateway Pundit. Former CIA director, Obama didn't bomb ISIS oil because of environmental impact. Former CIA director Michael Morell said Obama did not bomb ISIS's oil infrastructure because of environmental concerns. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Of course, we also had the report they were dropping leaflets to these people working with ISIS, driving the oil tankers, giving them 45 minutes warning to flee from the scene. Russia didn't give them the same warning. They're wiping out ISIS's oil infrastructure to some effect. And of course, the Obama administration waited 15 months because, again, it's in their interest to have ISIS in the region to destabilize Assad. Not my words, the words of the Pentagon, who foresaw that in the first place. Let's go to one of these calls. Antoine, you've been waiting the longest. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Paul. I was thinking about what you were saying about the war and all this stuff. And it is insane. I think that, you know, I don't feel safe, but it's not really about who feels safe or not. And this war is, yeah, it's crazy. I was thinking, like, you know, you guys got so much information, you and Alex. And I was thinking, you know, if all of this is as bad as you say it is, somebody should cash it, you know, take it to the bank, you know. And then some of this stuff is dangerous, like the terrorist attack stuff. You can't really put out the information, you know, about a new terrorist attack that may happen. But, you know, stuff is going to happen. You guys know this stuff. And like, it's threatening that, you know, we're out here in this world, and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it as small people, but together we can at least put a voice in and try and get behind somebody or something that's a good idea. So I think Donald
Trump
is good.
One thing we can do is, and thanks for the call, we can prevent Obama from importing 100,000 Syrian refugees, as the media calls them, into America, given the fact that we know, and the Paris massacre mastermind bragged about the fact that he exploited this program, this refugee red carpet, to get into Europe to carry out that attack. So you can oppose it on that level. Of course, there's a massive backlash in Europe now of people who are being called Nazis by their own government, who are simply trying to preserve their communities and who are opposed to bringing in potential jihadists who will kill them while they're sitting in cafes, while they're in theaters, as we saw in Paris. Dion, in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dion.
Yeah, Paul, after the Russian jet was shut down, a day after the Russians, they did an airstrike on Turkish convoy in northern Syria headed to ISIS city. Did you hear about that? It killed 7.
Yeah, that was one of the reprisal attacks. It wasn't really reported widely in the media, but it did happen that Russia took that action. They're also cutting off economic ties with Turkey. There was a big gas pipeline deal, I believe, and a big nuclear power plant deal. So Russia and Putin are taking these measures. Of course, China came out the day after the shootdown of the Russian jet and said the Kremlin may take the decision to attack Turkish airliners. And of course, as Alex was talking about in the last segment, now Erdogan has come out and said He pledged to start a war over Russian anti-aircraft system in Syria. Basically said that if Turkish jet fighters are targeted in Syria, he will declare war on Russia. That's basically the context of his statement. So, wild times indeed. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show with more of your calls in the next segment. Infowars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Obsess over win-wins. And so I think I've got four different wins here that I'm going to break down on Black Friday. You can get incredible deals and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com through Black Friday, through the weekend, and until next Monday. And at the same time, you can get informed by watching this video on the fact that most Black Friday sales are a scam. Companies simply raise prices the week before and then lower them the week of normal prices. And some stores do give better deals on Black Friday, but it's one of the worst days of the year to shop. And this is just a classic example of how people get screwed over because of lack of knowledge, because they're not informed. But by going to InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the very tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and defending all of our basic freedoms and exposing globalist criminal operations. And we're having an effect on their operations. You're getting great deals, and you're getting free shipping. And at the same time, we're exposing the fact that Black Friday itself is a big hoax. Black Friday itself is just a great time to get in traffic jams and to watch people acting like mindless consumer zombies. Now, some people, when I talk about Black Friday, say, hey, wait, you're criticizing the consumer zombies rushing Walmart or Target for video games or whatever, or fighting over toilet paper, but then you're talking about your own Black Friday. Well, yeah, that's what we do. We hijack globalist operations, try to educate people about them, and then try to take the attention that their scams are creating and siphon it off to wake people up. It's like culture jamming. It's like when I cover Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian, it's not because I'm trying to cover fluff. It's because I'm hijacking it, using their names to then expose the whole agenda. So free shipping right through to next week, next Monday, and huge deals like 30% off Brainforce, 25% off Super Male and Female Vitality, 99-cent DVDs, over 20% off storable food, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 33% off DNA Force, deep discounts on preparedness gear, and store-wide free shipping. The power you have to vote with your dollar is incredible. And you've seen what we've built here at InfoWars over the years because of the great work you've done supporting us. You don't stand behind us or beside us. You stand at the heart of our operation. You are the resistance. And it's great to have an audience that is free market that understands that. So I want to salute you and thank you. Because whether it's a Hillary for Prison t-shirt to stand up for the First Amendment, or whether it's a water filtration system to cut off the glyphosate and fluoride out of your family's water, whether it's the incredible deep cleanse or oxy powder, whatever it is, they're all amazing game changers. Because people perish for lack of knowledge. This is a free will universe. This is a universe of free association, and tyranny can never trump the free will and the actions you take. So I salute you on this Black Friday week. We are hijacking it, we are exposing it, and we're helping take the info war into the black so we have the funding we need to continue on and hopefully even add a few more reporters and cover more of the election on the ground and really, really, really cover the news, really break big stories and really change the narrative away from globalist control to people-based information. This is teleprompter free news, folks. This is teleprompter free liberty. This is from the heart directly to you. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. For myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew, you are family. We salute you. You built this operation. You are the InfoWar.
Right, that's Alex Jones telling you about the great deals at the InfoWars store. We're back live now. We've been talking about Turkey. We've been talking about the shoot down of the Russian fighter jet. And actually, we've got a caller from Turkey. So we'll go to him now and hold him over for the next segment. Bora in Turkey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going? What's on your mind today?
Going good. Okay. I was going to talk about the Turkish president and his son. And the Turkish president, he was in prison. I think it was in 1998 or so. He was in prison for provoking the citizens. And he's the only Turkish president who was in the prison. And his son, he did not serve his military service because they said that he had a testicle cancer. Later on, he had children. And this family is so corrupt. His father, the Turkish president, he had a lawsuit pending on him because he forged the theater, the city's theater ticket. And like a few months ago, I think they had another lawsuit pending on him for high treason, and he destroys all the lawsuits. and he does not allow anybody to file a lawsuit on him. And recently, today, he locked up two journalists in Turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that after the break. Stay there, I've got more questions for you. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get you home. It's time to leave you down. Can't afford electricity.
Former CIA operative, get ready for World War III. This is the top story up on Infowars.com. Bob Baer, a former CIA operative, believes the situation in the Middle East is out of control and shaping up to look like the beginning of World War III. Quote, this mosaic in the Middle East of conflict is getting out of control, Baer told CNN. So more prominent officials coming forward with these quite apocalyptic quotes about World War III. We're talking about the downing of the Russian fighter jet. We're talking about how it's come to light that the son of the president in Turkey is basically the main guy running the looted ISIS oil shipments from Syria and Iraq into Turkey, and then out into Europe and Japan. Of course, we've had these accusations and, in fact, concrete evidence that ISIS is allied with Turkey. Now it's been revealed that the guy running the stolen, looted ISIS oil supplies, which funds at least half, if not more, of their terror network, is the son of the president of Turkey, Bilal Erdogan. This has come out not just out of Syrian Russian sources. Zero Hedge did a big article on it. And in fact, we're talking to Bora in Turkey. And in fact, I think it was Sheree in Texas wanted to talk about Trump. Call back in because I want to touch on Donald Trump once again and that whole controversy. But Bora in Turkey, how is the public sentiment? What's the reaction to Turkey's downing of this Russian fighter jet and their sentiment towards the government in general?
Okay, there are like three types of people in this country. The first type, they're the Erdogan supporters, like Obama supporters. We call them the sheeple, and they have to confirm with his actions, and so they're cool with it. They even make jokes. When you mention about Russia cutting off the natural gas, they just cannot even, they have no answer to that, like, because excuse my language, but we are all screwed. And the third, the second type of people are the people, educated people, and those people know what's going on in this country, and our country has been hijacked by foreign companies and countries. And they know what's going on, but there's nothing they can do about it because they're not aggressive as the first type, the Erdogan supporters. And the third type, those are the people who don't care about anything. And they gave up already because everything is so hard in here. Unemployment is so high. And there are other problems in this country. And apparently his supporters are making a fortune out of this. There are car rental, rental companies who can give you a car plus the gas for $750 a month, which is really cheap in here. And God knows where the gas is coming from. And if you're his people, you
it's
get everything
from stolen ISIS supplies, presumably. But another point that you mentioned, and of course, again, this is a completely corrupt dictatorship we've now got in Turkey. You mentioned the fact that these journalists who report on these ties between the Turkish government and ISIS are either finding themselves killed in mysterious circumstances or put in prison. We got an Associated Press article today. Two Turkish journalists have been jailed for reporting that Turkey was smuggling arms to Syrian rebels. We got another story out of The Independent. Journalist reporting on ISIS dies in Turkey in suspicious circumstances. Again, another one of these reporters who was doing reports, writing articles about the fact that Turkish government, Erdogan, was tied in, allied with ISIS. We have another article here. Two Syrian journalists beheaded in Turkey's southeast. Again, beheaded by ISIS within Turkey. So how do people who make this connection get treated in Turkey, judging by these headlines?
They are threatened indeed. As a matter of fact, a typical citizen is threatened indeed in this country on a daily basis. From your workplace to public transportation, the cops harass you all the time. And you have no rights to sue anybody. You have no rights. You have no civil rights. You cannot make complaints on anything. You cannot complain to the government. You cannot file complaints about the government. You cannot be against the government. And if you're not Muslim, you're screwed. And furthermore, I believe that he's being threatened because I was working on an internet show, like a cartoon show. And after I was promoting about that show, I also got threatened too. It had some footage about Recep Tayyip Erdogan and some footage about him. And it had cartoon in it and cartoons in it. And then later on, I started getting these weird threats. I believe that they are threatened, and but they're doing their job because they're journalists. That's what they do for a living. And probably they're going to hold him in prison for a long time without any charges. Yeah. Well, they have some false charges, but they're going to hold him in prison for a long time after they condition them. They're going to release him because these people are going to have fear of their lives and their families' lives. That's how everything works in this country, because there's no law. There's no law at all.
It's completely lawless and corrupt. Thanks for the call. Really fascinating stuff, Bora. Be sure to call in when Alex is hosting on Future Issues, because we'll be sure to revisit this topic. But thanks for the call, Bora, from Turkey. Sean in Canada. We're going to go to Cherie, but Sean in Canada, you've been holding the longest. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Paul. Great to speak to, with you. Thanks for letting me on. I was just wanting to comment about this ridiculous free speech Twitter criminal harassment case going on up here. I've never, perhaps never been more ashamed of the laws in this country and lengths that people take them to stifle free expression and speech. It's just shameful. This Gregory Allen Elliott, the defendant, the poor guy, I really hope that once this is all done, he's given reparations, because these creatures that are just setting out to destroy his life have no remorse, it seems, and they're using the state as their personal attack dog. And for some reason, the crown attorney saw fit to allow them to do it, which I think it's just incredible. It's inexplicable.
I mean, it's amazing. The fact that it wasn't thrown out within minutes. But the good news is, you know, from this having basically no attention a few months ago, there were a few reports about it. Now he's raised over $52,000. This court case has cost him over $100,000 already. Again, his life has been completely ruined by these insane, repressive, cry bully feminists over tagging them in some tweets, over defending himself over fake charges that he was a pedophile, over defending a young kid whose life they tried to ruin because he made an online computer game. And this is how these feminists act. And they're not just ruining individual people's lives. They want to ruin free speech on the internet. They want to make it a criminal harassment, a form of criminal harassment, and a form of cyber violence if you merely disagree with them on Twitter. That's what they got up in front of the UN and said with Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn. But Sean, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Cherie in Texas, you wanted to talk about Trump. Go ahead.
Thank you, Paul. This is the media versus Trump. Because of the media's divisiveness and their misinformation that's been going on for I don't know how long, the media, as far as I'm concerned, has shot themselves in the foot. And way before Trump came on the scene, and they don't see, they don't get it, or maybe they do, I don't know, that it's us against the media. And then Trump comes along and he's on our side. So now, every time the media picks on him or films him under this jaundiced yellow light, seems to be popular now, or every time they quote him out of context, all they're doing really is strengthening our resolve to stand by him, and then they wonder why his numbers keep going up, you know? Well, they need to look to themselves, because they lost our respect a long time ago.
Here's what's interesting about this. The Hill has come out with an article, GOP in panic over Trump. The Republican establishment is nearing full-blown panic about Donald Trump. The demise of Trump's candidacy has been predicted by centrist Republicans and the media alike virtually since the day it began. But there's no empirical evidence at all to suggest it's happening, as you just said. Last month, Think Progress collated more than 30 predictions of the business mogul's imminent demise. One typical example was the Washington Post's Jonathan Capehart, who said, quote, the beginning of the end of Trump in mid-July, soon after the mogul criticized the Vietnam War record of Senator John McCain. So more than 30 predictions from these mainstream journalists stretching back nearly 6 months ago that these fake scandals would result in the demise of Trump. And again, you had this panic, which makes no sense to me, within the Republican Party, that if Trump gets the nomination for the Republicans, he can't possibly beat Hillary Clinton. And while that may have been true as recently as a few weeks ago, if you actually look, and this is out of Real Clear Politics, general election Trump versus Clinton. This is a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton if they went head to head. The polls from a couple of weeks ago show that Clinton was ahead. At one point, she had a 15-point lead over Trump. That suddenly collapsed to 1 point, and now in the aftermath of the Paris massacre, which of course went a long way to proving Trump's point about these refugees, three of them at least, slipped into Europe via this migrant red carpet, Now a Fox News poll shows that in a hypothetical head-to-head with Hillary Clinton, Trump would come out on top. He's now plus 5 compared to Clinton being plus 15 as little as a month ago. So this whole idea that, you know, Donald Trump can't beat Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head is beginning to be proven wrong by the polls. Whether that continues remains to be seen, but I think it's completely inaccurate to say that he has no chance whatsoever. And that is the reason given by these establishment Republicans as to why they're trying to sink Trump and why they're in such a panic about him and why they try to hijack these fake controversies. It's not just the left wing, you know, to try and demonize Trump over and over again. There's a Daily Caller article, which I mentioned before, 15 times Donald Trump said something people thought would damage his campaign, and it didn't. Again, example after example. He is the Teflon candidate. I don't agree with him on everything. But the mere act of him daring to tweet Infowars.com or quote me caused another major meltdown, like that was going to sink him. Again, already blown over. But we're going to see more and more controversies manufactured about Donald Trump in the weeks and months to come. Let's go to more of these callers who's been holding the longest. We got Robert in Missouri. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Yeah, my question was about this whole attack on language. Now, when I was in college, I learned that the scientific name for language in English is argument. And then I said something about it. And then I was quickly shut up by the teacher. You know, that's okay. And, you know, everything. But my question was, who is the authority on making, revising, and editing the English language? Because I've asked that question so many times and tried to look it up, but I haven't got any answer. And I think one of the core things of tyranny is a control over language, and not only the censorship, but control of the creation, the revision, and the editing of it. And I don't know if you know who has control over our English language.
Well, of course, the dictionary itself is not going to shrink. It's not going to be like Orwell's 1984, where they had the, you know, the annual Newspeak dictionary, where they removed words for the express purpose of constraining people's ability to think and be critical and dissent against the state. What we're seeing is this politically correct move to denounce certain words and say that you can't use certain words, such as the word retarded. I mean, for years, these feminists, these social justice warriors have been on Twitter saying you can't use the word retarded for anything. Of course, if you ask most disabled people, they don't really care. It's these social justice warriors getting offended on behalf of other people. And then they try and redefine the meaning of words. So if you talk about feminism, people say, oh, how could you dare to disagree with feminism? It just means equality, right? Just look it up in the dictionary. It means equality of the sexes. It doesn't matter what it says in the dictionary. If you're taking that word, that concept, and applying it in a completely different way, then you're changing the meaning. So feminists take feminism, turn it into radical feminism, and it becomes about the supremacy of women. It becomes about misandry, man-hating. So it doesn't matter what it says in the dictionary. Modern third wave feminism is not about equality based on the way feminists behave themselves and how they apply third wave radical feminism. So that's how they're changing the meaning of words, dumbing us down, telling us we can't say certain things. And that's the new breed of political correctness that threatens free speech. We've got Justin in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead, Justin.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was talking about a serious situation. As far as Putin, what are you guys' view on Putin? Is he in with the New World Order? Or I read these New American magazines. They seem to say.
Well, actually, there were a number of statements, I believe, a couple of years ago from top elitists within America. I think I remember writing an article about this, that Putin's actions in Crimea and towards Ukraine meant that he had been basically severed, kicked out of the, quote, you know, New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment. So I genuinely believe that he's trying to lead this multipolar world in opposition to the unipolar world, and that's why there's such a big clash with regard to Syria, with regard to Turkey, and the downing of this jet. So no, I don't think Putin's part of the New World Order. I think he, not that he's a good guy, obviously, but he stands steadfast against that based on his actions over the past couple of years. We're going to go to more of your calls, maybe squeeze in another one after the break. Again, we were talking about these Syrian journalists, these Turkish journalists who are being put in prison, beheaded, killed in mysterious circumstances for criticizing the corrupt government of Turkey. The son of the president of Turkey is the main guy running the ISIS, the looted ISIS oil supplies. That's now coming out. So it's basically a deluge now. I mean, this was rumbling before the shootdown of the Russian jet, but now it's pouring out in waves, the fact how deep this alliance runs between Turkey and ISIS. Another article out of the Telegraph, Barack Obama plans to defeat ISIS dismissed by U.S. intelligence experts. President Barack Obama's attempts to destroy ISIL has been derided by Western diplomats and his own former intelligence officials. And again, it goes to the point. And the New York Times came out and said that they basically tried to cover up the fact for 15 months that it was never designed to destroy ISIS. They held back on bombing the oil tankers, the oil fields, for 15 months, specifically because they wanted to keep ISIS in the region to overthrow Assad. We'll be back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Final thing. On the Alex Jones Show, we got the fourth hour coming up. Breaking news, though, up on drudgereport.com, red-linked. Active shooter situation reported near Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, reports of multiple people shot. An active shooter was reported near a Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs. The office is 3480 Centennial Boulevard. Scanner traffic indicated at least two officers were down, one near a dumpster and another taken by ambulance to hospital. A dispatcher said one patient was wounded, and basically several wounded at least in this shooting, officers down. That report is just coming out, of course. If this pans out to what it looks like it's going to be, the left is going to be gleefully rubbing its hands together. We've had the whole debate about defunding Planned Parenthood for months now in the aftermath of this series of videos produced by the Center for Medical Progress, which, of course, have completely demolished the reputation of Planned Parenthood and led to this drive in Congress to defund the organization. Rob, I'm sure you'll be picking up on that in the fourth hour. What else do you have for us in the fourth hour?
Yeah, I just saw that as well during the break. I started printing out the articles from that shooting in Colorado Springs. So we'll be keeping you. It looks like, you know, Planned Parenthood's going to get a chance to play the victim out of this, saying, see, look at what the horrible gun owners have done. So we'll see how that all plays out. And we'll end up seeing if it's a white male that everybody's warning us about who was the shooter, or if they'll ever even find the shooter. But I'm also going to look at a couple other things. We're going to be playing some Black Friday reports. John Bound just put one up in my email, so we're going to be playing that one. It's a new one about the complete idiocy of Black Friday. And we played this report a few days ago, and I might revisit part of it again. Just We went out, Leanne McAdoo went out and talked to people about Black Friday and if we should change it to, you know, something more hospitable like Gift Purchasing Friday. And a lot of people were thinking that Black Friday is racist and should be changed. The name should be changed. So I'm also going to be showing you guys some Hillary Clinton. We're having this Hillary Clinton contest to make fun of Hillary, because if we don't exercise our right to free speech, we are going to lose it. As you can see with the guest that we had earlier today, the guy who made a tweet just saying he didn't agree with feminists is now being attacked and sued and could face prison time. So we're having this Hillary make fun of Hillary Clinton contest to defend the First Amendment. And I'm going to have three examples of the contest that people have sent in. I've been checking my email for that all weekend, and some pretty funny entries. So we're going to show them to you guys, and then I'll take some calls. So that's what we'll be looking at. And I'll definitely be on this active shooter in Colorado Springs situation. We'll see what's going on there.
Yeah, that's obviously we hope that no one was seriously hurt. If there are fatalities, that's going to blow up into a huge media narrative about how anyone who criticizes Planned Parenthood sides with this maniacal shooter, whoever he turns out to be. So again, hope no one's seriously hurt. We'll continue to monitor that. Final story here out of the Daily Caller. Persian Muslim Gulf states have accepted no Syrian refugees, while the United States and Europe argue over how many Syrian refugees to allow in. The richest Persian Gulf states have accepted exactly zero still to this day. In fact, you had Saudi Arabia had the recent Hajj pilgrimage. They've got tents that can house 300,000 people that are empty for 51 weeks of the year, and they're not using them. And the reasons given for not allowing these refugees into these Gulf Arab states, which are wealthy and rich and can take care of them, is that they fear terrorism. They fear that they won't be integrated into society. Meanwhile, even as Germany's top police chief warns that ISIS is hiding among refugees entering Europe, we have to accept them. We have to roll out the red carpet without any questions whatsoever. And people who criticize that are now being hunted down as thought criminals on Facebook by the German ex-Stasi. That's the situation. That's how bad it's got. Fourth hour with Rob Dew coming up. Stay tuned. That's going to wrap it up. Again, breaking news at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.